the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, this pot smoking music.
I wouldn't know.
You have a roach laying around somewhere?
Got a clip, but no roach.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know this.
I like it, but I think it'll be a prescription commercial in the future, though.
It is good.
Oh, yeah. Did you take too many blue chews? Well, here's another one.
Do you have a boner that just won't go away?
Did you take so much that it goes sideways now because of the momentum?
Is it turn around and poking you in the leg?
I've never had one.
You might have a condition called reverse pierogies.
Oh, my God.
Not the cheesy dessert, or whatever it is, meat pie.
Cheesy dessert.
It's when your gimmick's pointing in the wrong direction.
Oh, yeah. God. That's
your gimmick.
You know, now I don't know pierogies from peronis. I don't
either.
I really don't either. What's a pepperoni? Okay.
Okay. Oh, my God.
What?
This kind of blew my mind. What does that even mean?
Peronis?
Pepperonis.
Pepperonis. I don't know.
Smaller roni.
I don't know why they call it the prostate.
Tiny roni.
God, why do they call it the prostate?
I know. What if you have an anti-state? You know?
Who names this stuff? They should call it the... Well, something related to what's in there.
Why is it? Yeah, it's like probiotics, antibiotics. But why isn't it pros and cons? It should be probiotics and conbiotics.
Oh.
What are the pros and cons?
What about the goober tank? Do they call it that? I don't know if that really fits.
The goober tank?
Like, why prostate? Some people can't even say that word. They say prostrate.
It's the
prostrate.
It is. Technically, the goober gland.
Horrible stand-up comic. The audience is wanting to clap, but they didn't hear the joke. They were laughing.
She started laughing at her old joke.
I'm sorry.
No, say it. I want to hear it.
It's the goober gland.
Oh, okay. Goober gland. Good look at me. It's hard.
Goober gland.
Whoa, I didn't mean to say that either.
God.
It should be hard to say that, am I right?
Yeah.
Oh,
that would get changed eventually. They'll just go back and change everything.
Okay, listen to this. Friday, just a few days ago, I had went to the post office.
I'm guessing.
I did.
Slow.
You know, first off, post office. what is going on with you? Poor old.
You're a great comedian.
Gosh, can't think. I don't want to say his name on the radio. I sent some of your freaking bacon beard oil to a guy that lives in North Carolina. For some reason, it goes to Indianapolis. Like, he's tracking it, saying,
dude.
I don't know. I do not know why it would bypass. It goes to Greenville, it goes to Charlotte, and then goes to Indianapolis.
The routing's all wrong. Do not let this deter you from buying future products at Gale.com.
It'd be mad at the post office.
And then it comes back to Greenville? That doesn't
No,
make
the
sense.
Guy lives in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
But it went past North Carolina to come back to North Carolina. And I do not understand.
Is that a shortage or what is.
I have no idea.
Makes no sense.
None at all.
They do it with airplanes too. If you go to Florida, sometimes you got to go to Texas and then like.
Well,
dumbasses?
I had not went to the post office at that time, but I was. I'd went to lunch. Good food, but the service was just pee.
Oh, please
poor.
Write it down.
Must be
fine dining.
No, I just meant
they don't allow shorts. What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to write as fast as I can and also legible, unlike both of you, where I can never read your handwriting.
Oh, good.
I've heard mixed reviews about that place.
Food's good.
Biracial reviews.
Food,
excuse me.
Food is great.
Mulatto reviews.
But anyway, I went there. Mrs. X, she was going out of town for a thing with her daughter. I don't want to say what it was. It's a thing.
Did she go with you to that place?
Yes. Okay. She witnessed it.
Was that her suggestion?
No, it was mine actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, the food's great. If I didn't have to deal with anybody, like if there were robots in there, like I might would go back. if it was like AI service. I'm joking when I say that, but
I mean, well, I know a ramen bar that actually uses a robot, brings your food to you. Now, the robot's not always the cleanest. You tell.
They already weren't paying servers nothing.
People had flung some sauces on the robot, so.
Oh,
you might want to wipe down the robot. It's okay to wipe it down.
Oh,
you know?
God.
So disgusting.
After we left there, I was going down 291, and right there, I don't even know the businesses that are there now. It used to be it's right past Jack in the Box, right there before you get the old Blazer Surf and Skate. I know that's like an old reference. Back for the old train depot used to be right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, this dude pulled out in front of not just me, so three lanes. I'm in the middle lane.
You talk about right there at Walgreens.
Yes. I think it's a place now. It's something Latino, because there was that day.
Yeah, to the right. It used to be the power bill down there when I lived on the east side.
Yes, whatever. Yeah. It's something where there was a long line of Latinos that day. And I think it was like some kind of something. I don't know what it was about. It was
Julio Iglesias in town?
No, it was something of I don't know what. I don't want to speculate. It wasn't anything bad. It's like, hey, we're supposed to be here to do something that day. Anyway, guy pulls out, not only in out of the parking lot into the first lane, he pulls all the way into the middle lane in front of me, cuts off the car in the inner lane, then me in the middle, cuts right off.
Damn. Oh, damn.
So, what?
She said it full on.
You just said GD.
She did.
No, I did not.
I like you a lot more now.
Oh, damn.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear it.
Well, you need to listen.
I heard GD, not OD. Anyway, I thought that word, though, Paige, when he pulled out in front. So I didn't, like, annoyingly lay on the horn, but I, like, and I saw him look up in the rear view, and I just threw my hands up, like, I probably said WTF.
Or you probably said what she just said. Just
no, now. I didn't either. I thunk it, I think, which is just as bad.
It's just as bad, just Matthew.
I didn't say a bad word.
I just threw my hands like that. Well, then he gets over in the left lane like he was going to get out of my way.
Oh, like, okay, like go past you.
Yeah, like all right, going around me. So he gets over in the left lane. So I didn't even look over as I drove past. I didn't flip him off. I didn't moon him. Nothing like that.
Well, I would have. I would have mooned him.
You would have mooned him.
Oh, yeah, ghost ride that whip and moon him.
So it looks like he's going to turn to go, instead of straight toward 29 Woodhampton, he whips and gets behind me and starts kind of, I don't want to say riding my bumper, but close. I'm like, oh,
it's just giving you a bump.
No.
Drafting you.
So we cross over to go behind Bank of America there, Pine Knoll Drive during.
So you cross over Woodhampton.
Yep. Near Wade Hampton High School.
Right near the graveyard.
My old losing grounds.
The Wade.
Even the one game wasn't at Wade Hampton. It was at Eastside. We didn't even win at home ever.
Ooh, on the road, 6-7 miles away, if that.
Yeah, we won 8-6.
At least you won one.
Yep.
Hot dang, 8-6.
8-6.
Just some kid wanting to play football, and he was like, I don't want to.
Tim Rock with the 2-point conversion. Jermaine Kennard with the run and touchdown.
Hell yeah.
Two-point conversion.
Jermaine.
You ran into the 98 Easley Green Wave. You might have taken a big L.
Well, I would have been 5 years out of high school. That would have been it would have been embarrassing anymore.
Come back.
Senior.
So he's behind me, and I'm like, great. Is he mad that I blew the horn at him or whatever? So we get to that red light right there. It's a four-way red light. And I look, and there's a car in front of me, then me, and then he's behind me. And as we get right there to the red light, he gets out of his car, and I'm like,
fuck.
Paige, Jesus.
She was so, like, wrapped into the story.
Oh, my God.
Are you making notes?
You know, I thought you said the one earlier, but you definitely said that.
God dang. Did you see her, like, I saw her looking at you. She was like, I think she forgot where she was.
She was totally, she thought we were off the air. The streamers are going to love today's show. They really are.
Yeah, come in here.
Oh yeah, God. Paige, that's what I thought too.
Oh so my God.
So you're watching the guy the whole time.
Yeah, I see him coming up to my car and, you know, I'm looking to see, does he have anything in his hand or whatever?
Like a butterfly knife or whatever?
At the same time, Mark Hendricks is calling my phone. And I'm like,
yeah.
What is going on here? Is this like it's Friday. Oh, God. You getting got a Friday call at like 2 o'clock. No, I didn't think it was a prank. I was just like, okay, Mark, I'll get to you in a moment.
Yeah, it's me from the future. You're about to get stabbed. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So the guy starts, as he walks up in my car, starts tapping on the passenger or the car, the door behind me on the glass, like letting me know that he's walking up on my car.
Did you throw it in reverse? And
no, because I would have hit his car and I couldn't go forward because there's a car in front of me.
I would have tried to run over.
Yeah, you would have.
So I roll down the window. And dude, it's that moment where you're like,
so he's tapping on the glass.
He wasn't like aggressively tapping.
He might have a gun.
He just kind of was doing this like letting me know.
So you're like, okay, I'll just roll down the window.
I don't know. Like, I probably wasn't the greatest idea to roll down the window.
Like, you talk to me through the window.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll see what's up.
So I roll down the window. He's like, I'm so sorry for pulling out in front of you. I did not see you there. I just left the doctor's office, and I got some pretty startling news.
You're like, you know what?
And I am so sorry.
What?
Yeah.
And you're stopped at a stoplight?
I'm at a red light.
Oh, my God.
And the dude's at my window apologizing. Like, the first time that's ever happened in my whole life.
Yeah, but this is the second time that something like this has happened to you with a setup that does not end how you think it's going to end.
The other one was where that guy was waving me down, where I cut him off, and he waves me down, and he keeps following me, waving, like, roll down the window. And finally, I got to a place where I couldn't go any further, and I rolled down the window. He's like, what's up, man?
Let's shoot.
I'm like, well, I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Oh. He's like, oh, hey, could you cut me off again so I can tell people it was you?
Out of all these years, that's the only two good stories that are positive about.
Well, I'm sorry.
That seemed.
I never have any road situations.
Oh, mushmouth over here.
God, she was so into it, though.
She really was.
I thought he had a gun or something crazy.
No.
Oh, no.
I never have anything like that happen.
Like, I was thinking, like, what is about to happen here?
Found a way to have driven off. Now, I know there was a car in front of you. I don't think you're like pancaked in, but
I wasn't pancaked in. And I could have driven off the side of the road and got around.
Well, you could in your car.
He didn't look intimidating. I know you can't judge a book by its cover, but like, I don't know, but it was like the most shocking freaking thing. I shook the dude's hand through my window. I did. Surprised. I said, man, don't worry about it. I said, dude, I caused an accident one time. I pulled out. I was not looking.
If he peed on your car? Would you have sat there for that? Or would you have driven off?
I probably would have grabbed hold of it and drove off.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Streamers really did enjoy that last segment, Paige.
I'm sorry.
God, they did.
They really did.
Look, I heard it, man. I know what you did.
I sometimes wonder, like, what's the amount of people listening, you know, terrestrially versus those that are streaming? I tell you, it seems like most of them are streaming after getting that reaction.
Yeah. The one guy, I forget his name, he calls the FOF. He's going to wish he streamed it because he's like, look. It kills my battery if I stream during the truck, you know, so I got to...
Oh, yeah.
Or when I'm outside of the truck.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're working on that, though.
They really are. What kind of phone do you have, sir? That used to be the first question.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe you should get a new phone.
Yeah, like it's brand damn new. Like, just got the AMAPR.
Brand damn.
Yeah, I don't know if that is good enough.
So what about this? You know, we've I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it.
I can't hear yay without thinking about my buddy locked up in Florida who killed a guy.
Is there an update on that?
I haven't heard an update.
Wow.
Yeah, but the fact that the guy had a lot of priors and a lot of us didn't know about it.
Well, I mean,
we never really knew him.
You're the only person that really lets everybody know that you've been to jail. It just becomes part of the show.
Yeah, it's just like a...
Of course, I'm the one who went through pretrial to not have a record, yet I told everybody on the radio I went through pretrial. And I aggravated my mama.
I wasn't even offered. And the thing that when Felipe was in here was... Offered. I wasn't offered. Should have been.
The
thing Felipe said when he was in here was true. When you get locked up, like, you don't want to tell him why you're really there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you want to kind of flex on it.
Yeah.
I was going to tell them I didn't pay a ticket, and it was like a bench warrant or whatever.
Right.
I wanted to tell them, like, you know, something strong. Now, luckily, nobody asked.
But you have to, like, you have to know your audience. Like, what's something strong that they would respect? Like, you know, I'm not even going to say, but, you know.
What?
Certain things are like, that's where you find out, like, some criminals, like, really have a moral code. Where, like, yeah. You know, they always said if you did anything to a kid, like, you just, they would.
But there's no honor among thieves, but I guess there is.
Yeah, but I don't know. That seems.
Well, I was listening to the stories, and I'm like, okay, that might be real. That might not be real. This guy said he's playing his video game. He had his gun in his waistband, oh. And the cops beat his door down. I'm like, okay, I can see that. That's probably plausible.
Yeah, but how'd they know he had a gun?
It was in his waistband. Like, he was laying on the couch with it, like, in his drawers. He said he was in his underwear with a gun in it.
Yikes, that seems dangerous.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not afraid you're going to shoot your balls off, dude? What if the game goes wrong? So, like, I can't tell these people why I'm in here.
So, I saw somebody tagged me in this on Instagram.
I'll get GR'd.
You don't want to get GR'd.
Not at all.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Assault's not funny.
No, it's not.
It's not.
I'm sorry.
Not even if it's you that we're talking about.
I don't know, even if Paige is making faces when I'm talking about
is
it.
Is Asheville the San Francisco of the South? That's a comment on this thing that I was tagged in. So this is a national website, Instagram, whatever. I don't know if that makes any sense or not.
I mean, that's been confirmed, right?
Yes.
Hi.
The caption just says, Asheville police appear to be deliberately hiding a downtown mass shooting that was committed by gang members. The chief spent an entire press conference dodging the simple question, is this gang violence? You go read the comments.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, it sure as hell seems like it. It sure seems like it.
Well, that's when you learn, right, from the locals and the people that are seeing it every day.
You think it's, like, territorial for certain members of organizations?
I don't know I don't know how gangs work anymore. Like, is it territorial, or is it just like, hey, I saw this dude that done us wrong on a business transaction a few weeks ago. Let's get him now where he is.
I don't know how hot the rivalry always is. Usually when you hear about MCs, talk about other MCs, or like, you know.
I only know a little bit about Bloods, Crips, M72, I think.
Yeah, but like, even with them, you're like, okay, is it all? I don't think they're always at each other's throat, you know?
Right.
I don't know if it's one of those, hey, if you see me out, you know, we're going to catch a fist. It might be. I don't know, but it, like, whenever I watch some of these YouTube videos, it's almost like, well, you know, if we get a heads up, somebody's going to be somewhere. It's not always an issue. But not in this case.
Okay, so this right here was. There's no arrest yet, at least on this news story that I'm reading right now, which I don't know when the last update was. But this says two people are dead and seven others injured. Is this the same?
Is that the one that was on Short Cox at Biltmore?
Biltmore and Short Cox Avenue.
If that's the one that was July the 5th.
Yes.
Which, okay, they arrested an 18-year-old for that one.
Okay, jeez. So this is maybe not that up to date. But I didn't realize two people died, though.
Yeah, and it was seven injured, right?
Yes.
I don't know if the two of the seven were injured that passed away, but
yeah.
That's the one where there was a bullet that went through somebody's window in a nearby apartment.
Yeah, Maple Crest Apartments.
And then I think it went through somebody's car, too. I saw an interview of some guy who goes to that bar a lot, and he says, we see fights, but we don't see anything like this with guns.
Well, so all the comments, obviously it's not in the news story, but all the comments are like, there's these gangs, and the thing, and if those of you live in the area, I'd love to hear your input on it. 1-800-774-0093. I mean, violence is violence, whoever started it, whatever, but like, Asheville is a different Asheville than it was when I was younger. Like, I feel like they got not some air about them, but like some kind, I don't know. It just became different. And last time I was, and I know that area's been through some hard times, baby, with damn Hurricane Helene.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's been tough. But it seems like the officials up there, you know, am I wrong? Is the mayor of Asheville not the one that wanted to defund the police? Was it the mayor or a council member?
I can't remember exactly.
Somebody that wanted to defund the police.
For what purpose?
Because anytime that's ever an outcry, those, in my opinion, those people are being paid so they can downgrade the city and go in and do the gentrification and get property cheap. It's what they're doing in California. It's what they did in New York three times in my lifetime.
The super progressives believe that criminals are criminals because of the construct that they were, you know, that they grew up in and that they're judged by now. So, like, well, if we didn't, you know, have these stereotypes, you know, they wouldn't be criminals. But, like, hello, some people are just bad people. Some people are good at being a criminal and they want to keep doing it.
Right.
There's a former councilman that said Asheville has encampments they can't maintain. So there's well over 800 homeless people in and around downtown.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, they built a bunch of outdoor restrooms or something, and like apparently all the people go in there and sleep.
If you have a code. I couldn't get into one to get a code.
Oh, that's what you were talking about. You have to have the code to get
in. Yeah, and they were nice. You know, I can see why people want to sleep in them. But then, well, you want to sleep where somebody took a dump all day?
No.
I guess if you had to, you had to.
Oh, God. I mean, yeah. But
you needed shelter.
So, The whatever, this is all based off of comments on social media, but it's basically saying that they don't want to say it's gang activity because apparently it will come off as they are racist.
Uh-huh.
But why? Like, why? I mean, is it because of they are saying that when people hear the word gang, they just assume that it means a black gang? Because I don't think that. Like, I really don't.
Yeah, you would assume that with MS-13, the Bloods, the Crips, and
I don't mention none of them by name. I don't.
I don't really know who all's into what, but I don't. But then you get into the argument of homelessness, and that's like a whole separate thing, I guess. But
well, I think that is a whole separate thing.
Like these are retaliatory. What's the word?
Retaliatory.
Yeah, that one, because there was another shooting that evidently led up to this one.
Yeah. Where do you want to go with calls?
You want to talk to Busting Chops?
P1 Busting Chops. Good morning.
What's going on, guys and gal? How you doing?
Good. You live up in Nashville area?
No, I'm the one that graduated where Paige graduated from California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
hey. So a lot of these people want to talk about territory and gangs and all this kind of stuff. Go to Oakland. Go to Richmond, go to Compton, go anywhere out in California that and tell me that you guys are a gang.
Right.
Come on. It's like you guys want to cause all this trouble in beautiful Asheville in the South. It's like you guys don't know what you're talking about. Go somewhere out there and try and be hard.
Yeah.
See what you get.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hard in California.
No. Not in San Francisco.
San Francisco is nice, except certain parts. That's when you
at one street where you fall down, you won't get up till you hit the ocean. That's the way it is. Hey, Bustin' Chops, you have a great morning, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, you too.
All right, thanks,
baby. Thank you,
baby. I think he was perturbed. It was a little short, but
he's from California. I call him baby.
Let's go. Cali. Let's go. Oh, P-Win Big Brown.
Big.
There's somebody that knows Asheville. Hey, Big Brown.
What's up, guys?
Hey, guys.
You know, one of the shootings happened on the 5th, and then the other shooting happened on the 18th, where Matt missed my birthday.
Well, there was a major shooting. It took my attention.
Yeah, it's true. I was actually near it. I went to a restaurant. You did. Can I not give you a hard time?
Give him a promo code for some
beer. He won't use it. I gave him one. He won't use it. He's so nice. He won't use it.
I buy retail from my friends. Try to get free stuff from the free stuff from retail.
I live by that. I posted that on my thing. I was like, try to get free stuff from people you don't know. And buy it from your friends.
I like
that. That makes sense. Anyway, Big gangs.
But they're calling it no. They are calling it groups of people because they don't want to be labeled racist. But that's what it is.
But why? The word gang is I don't know.
They can't even say, like, they can't even say going on a picnic in Buncombe County because they think it's racist.
What are we doing?
What? So, no. Yep. I mean, I'll give you permission to explain that to me.
People in Buncombe County government, you know, when they have cookouts and stuff for their employees, they right. can't say it's a company picnic because they'll label it as racist.
The word picnic is racist now?
Yep. They compared to what from people in Buncombe County, so yeah.
What in the world? I mean, I'm trying to think what that would playing off of.
I've never heard it in a racial, you know, connotation of anything, the word picnic.
Yeah, it says
the everything, they'll make anything racist up here in Buncombe County now.
Oh.
I mean, dang, it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm okay, so now I see what you're talking about. Yeah. So, yeah.
You know what?
Everything, they're going to make anything.
Ferris State University, there was a thing, I mean, like 200 years ago or something, where it was called the lynching picnic.
Oh, okay.
But good Lord. Who knows? I mean, that's got to ruin it.
Is that common, though?
They still call them cruise ships and the damn Titanic. I mean, come on. Yep. Good God.
I don't know. Buncombe County
be the first talking with emojis eventually.
Well, I hope they don't use spick and span at the kitchen.
I don't know the park, but there's a park up there. I think it's near Big that has a sign that says pedophiles are not allowed or they can't be here at a certain time. I can't remember the park, but I'm surprised that's up there. You know, that's probably going to get taken down. Yeah. It might say pedophiles are welcome.
They took down the Vance Monument. You know, the downtown Nashville, the big tower.
Oh, yeah.
I think they took it down.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, they just don't want to be labeled a racist if we call it a gang.
Well, nobody wants to be, but like you got to address what. That's okay. So, did they not use the word urban either?
No, I don't think so.
God bless.
They're like, I support everybody having a seat at the table, but when it doesn't make sense, it gets a little too stupid.
Yeah, that. I mean, I never in my life knew that was a thing until Big Brown brought it up. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you call it when you go eat outside? Can you have a cookout?
Can you eat out?
That's a cookout.
Is eating out okay in Asheville? Can you eat out in Asheville?
That's actually recommended.
Is it? Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Love you, Big. Happy birthday.
Love you guys.
By the moles, Big.
See you, man.
Might say
go to gale.com, Big.
Oh, God. You still there?
Out.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, bye.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Nobody cheered for him.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye, Big.
He didn't do a rim shot or nothing?
No, he didn't. Must not have his regular phone.
I don't think he's got him, too.
Yeah.
Poor
There he is.
Right. He's still there. Big. We love Big. Big, big, big.
On three, Big. One, two, three. Bye, Big.
Three.
Bye.
All right, he's gone.
Bye.
All right, bye.
No, he's like, all right. No, he's gone for real. He's always good when he calls.
I did not know that about that word.
I can't believe he called and said it.
Now I have a friend named Nick who's a photographer. He's going to have to change the name of his business. He was calling it Picnic. It's not good. You still there, Big?
No, he hung up for real.
Okay, good. I mean, not good, but okay.
Like I said, had to go to work or whatever.
Paige, what is going on in the Plex after we ruffled them feathers?
We're
going
to talk about why Sammy Hagar reached out to David Lee Roth. We'll get into that story next in Your Eyes, Guys Headlines.
Like, I thought they hated each other.
I did, too.
Why are they even talking?
Well, is it all, like, you start to say, like, is this crap real? Like, Kevin Hart, you know, he and Cat Williams hated each other, right? You know, they're in the new movie together.
Yeah, all got worked, which I saw
everybody
that.
Everybody got worked. Is that the Kevin Hart with the guys from SNL?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It wasn't bad. It was pretty funny.
What's it called?
72 Hours. That's the funny parts in it. Marcello's great.
Yeah.
The tall ginger from...
Dude, that tall ginger's in a bunch of commercials now. Have you noticed?
He's funny, and I forget his name, damn it.
Can. It's three names. Must be a criminal. Headlines with Paige next. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
The RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, hang on a second. I got thrown off a little from earlier.
I understand why.
I got to give you this little racha.
Well, it's totally, totally understandable.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, hello, Paige.
Well, Sammy Hagar invited David Lee Roth to join his Las Vegas residency in September. He did that after hearing that David canceled the majority of his tour dates, and David Lee Roth hasn't responded to Sammy Hagar. But here's the deal. Both of them are playing at Sturgis.
Nice. That's coming up next week, right?
Are they playing at the Good Place?
I don't know if they're both playing at the Good Place. All I know is David is playing on the 7th, and Sammy's playing on the 8th.
Let me see what the Throttle's got coming up.
By the way, in case someone missed it earlier when I gave the Spartanburgers website is mlb.com/MILB/hub/city/.
Slash.
Yeah. Go get your individual tickets here.
I got some good news for you. He is playing the Full Throttle.
Yeah. Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's playing it. Blackberry Smoke, Rob Zombie.
Yeah, so that.
Is Nacho going to be there?
I don't. You know he'll be there on Jackal Night, right? They got ICP, Miranda Lambert.
Good. How do those two mix up? ICP and bikers.
That's going to be an interesting show
for sure.
That'll
be a wild one.
So that he didn't cancel that date. That date is the one that he kept. And then Sammy's playing on the 8th. I don't know if it's going to be at the same venue, but
yeah, it's August the 8th. It's they got him here.
Yeah. So Sammy posted a video to David and said, quote, "I hope you're well. I hope there's not a physical problem. Honestly, Mike and I love the fact that you've
Mike
been
and at- Ike?
God, this should have been
I love those candies.
Love the fact that you've been out there supporting the greatest band in the world that we were a part of. So,
You know, Nigel is there playing the inside stage.
The inside stage.
So we invited him to join him in Las Vegas, but he didn't say anything about Sturgis. So that's what I'm interested in.
Yeah. Well, that's nice of him.
Yeah.
I think I don't know. If I was going to see a Van Halen, it would be David Lee Roth and not Sammy Hagar for sure.
Here's another thing.
Alex, you won't see me there.
Alex Van Halen is working on putting an album together that some, things that Eddie worked on before he died in 2020.
Are they going to want that, though?
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, is Wolfie going to say, no, don't do it?
Well, I think, that they're looking for a lead singer right now, and I think they should tap the two of them and put them both on an album and it would sell.
Yeah.
Was all Bertonelli going to be like, no, don't do it. Eddie didn't want this, y'all. Damn.
Well, or like, I said a while back, if all this music starts popping up from people that are dead, like, how are we going to know it's real?
Who was it that just said they're going to put new stuff out? Oh, okay. It was Destiny's Child. But the songs that had already been approved by the group, so they're just going to put them out.
AI?
Yeah.
No, I guess they'd already done them, like, in the can, but they're like, can we put these out? And, well, like, it's Beyonce, it needs more money.
The one that I'm looking forward to is before Chris Cornell died, they were working on an album. It's that Soundgarden album.
And they're going to put it out?
Mm-hmm. It was in litigation for a long time.
I was going to say, like, yeah, he did Audioslave. They never got back together after Audioslave, right? Mm-mm. Yeah, so.
God, man, it like.
They did. He was touring with Soundgarden when he died.
So you can put these out, but you can't play them, Like, what's the point? You can't tour with it.
I mean,
yeah, but it's.
I mean, Miles Kennedy can't sound like everybody.
No,
like he can get by on some
Sublime.
Stuff.
When that album came out, he'd already passed away, and that was their biggest album.
Well, I mean, Street Survivors, Skynyrd. I mean, that was their biggest album, and a lot of them died. Mm-hmm. And the cover of the album, they were covered in fire, which is also very strange.
Were they in the news, too, for maybe doing some new stuff? Or older stuff?
Yeah. I don't know.
That seems like everybody's doing it now. If you got stuff in the can, they're just like, what?
Are there any Van Zandt sons that, are going to, continue, the...
Why don't they get Steven from East Street Band and say, look, here's our cousin, and, he comes in, Silvio, Because he's a Van Zandt.
That is odd, isn't it? It is odd that they're like totally different types of people.
You're going to see this a lot, stuff that was in the can. I mean, Tupac was the first one we saw it from.
Yeah, but...
All the stuff he did.
But are you going to believe it, though? Like, who's to say
Now you won't believe it, but...
Yeah. Like, is there something you can do? Is there a... You know, there's websites you can put a picture on there and say, is this AI? Can you do that with music? Like upload it? I don't know.
How much do you need of Chris Cornell or whoever's original voice to make a print to do whatever with?
What they said, 15 words.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy scary.
And that's just how it stands now.
Yeah.
Could get better.
We actually wrote this show like last Thursday and put it into a computer.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.